Chapter 1 Roxy's New Job. One morning, I was roused from slumber by the most delicious of smells. It had wafted into my nostrils as I slept, filling my heart with warm and wonderful emotions.
Huh?
Startled by this alluring aroma, I snapped my eyes open and found a goddess in bed next to me, sound asleep. Her cherubic face was inches from my eyes. I could even hear her breathing softly through her charming little nose.
Oh.
I slowly emerged from beneath the blanket and then rose to my knees as quietly as I could. Putting my hands together, I offered her a brief gesture of supplication. There was a holy personage in my bed. It was only natural that I show her deference.
Wait a minute. Could this mean...
With shaking hands, I reached out to pull back the blanket from atop the goddess. It was just as I'd hoped. Astonishing as it may seem, her entire body had manifested next to me.
Oh.
Her figure was slender and deceptively youthful in appearance, lacking curves in certain places where they might usually be expected. It was too dark to see clearly, but was that dot I saw on her chest a divine symbol, perhaps? An auspicious mark, meant to represent her third eye? No, probably not. Still, it was something no less holy.
Gulp.
Would it be permissible for me to touch her? Surely I had the heavens' implicit blessing. The goddess had come to me, after all. I was the chosen one, the Messiah. And surely a Messiah is allowed to touch his God. But was it permissible for me to do so while her spirit was roving elsewhere? There was a risk that I would burden my soul with sin and bar myself from the gates of Nirvana. The moment I reached out my hand, she might flood the room with brilliant light, shout, "Begone, foul Mara!" and purify me into nothingness. What a cruel dilemma. I couldn't help it if my little apostle was feeling particularly fervent this morning.
Scold.
The goddess grabbed blindly for the blanket, pulled it back over her, and then turned on her other side.
Oh,
how truly wondrous. I could see the white nape of her neck peeking from beneath her blue hair. I could see the hickeys I'd left there yesterday. Truly splendid. Surely I was the luckiest man in the world to be offered such spectacular sights the very moment I awakened. Oh, right. We don't have that much time in the morning, do we? Better get her up.
Roxy, wake up. It's morning.
Mm-hmm.
My goddess opened her eyes and slowly sat up. The blanket slipped away as she did so, revealing her lovely naked back. This was the dawn of a new age.
Good morning.
Sluggishly, she turned around to face me, eyes fogged with sleep. She had two auspicious marks on her chest and a cute little belly button down below them. And then there were her panties, which hid further spiritual delights. My stupa was accumulating karma at a dangerous rate of speed. At this rate, I was going to reach enlightenment before too long.
Oh.
Perhaps noticing this state of affairs, she grabbed the blanket and pulled it up to hide her body. The goddess had abandoned me. All light faded from the world. A new dark age was upon us.
Is there a reason you look so dejected?
She inquired dryly.
Oh, it's nothing. I just wanted to take a nice long look at your body in the daylight, teacher. I don't think it's much to look at anyway. Don't be absurd. Come on, pull back that blanket. Let me bask in your radiance. Good Lord, you're certainly energetic this morning. Well, whatever. I suppose there isn't any reason to be bashful at this point.
Slowly, Roxy pulled the blanket aside. Just like that, the light came flooding back into my...